Hey, welcome back to the Pod Crashed. This week, we're telling the story of the inspiration and lawn chair Larry. Thanks for listening.
One, two, three.
That. We still got it.
Do my little, the soda stream doesn't make that satisfying, like, sound that, like a can of pop makes.
Right.
Tragic. Okay. So I'm very, very excited about this one. And is your home, the room that you are in right now, Mariah, comfortable temperature, very hot, very cold?
I would say pretty comfy. Yeah. We're rocking with it. It's that time of year where the heat's been blasting, but we've figured out the window situation, which ones need to be open. So depending on the wind, we got a good thing going. The windows are closed now, heat's off, so we're good.
Okay.
What about you? It is warmer there, right? We just got
established it's 34 here and 33 where you are. So and that is not
What's
hot.
It like living in a tropical universe. Yeah.
But it is really cold, and oh my gosh, just I'm so sick of it. But like the walls are extremely cold.
Oh yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
The walls mm-hmm. of our apartment are like very, very, very cold. But I'm a few feet away from any walls, so yeah. I'm good. But
and I
okay,
am just,
so that
this
I feel
is great weather. I will say
it's great weather.
I'm very happy.
But I specifically ask about that because I know sometimes we can like wild out because it's either insanely hot or insanely cold and it just like makes our brains melt or whatever.
Yep.
And I guess the temperature cannot be blamed for this today.
No.
This is all organic.
I will say when I was trying to find, I literally almost had to call you and cancel because I could not find my computer and we don't have any like other computers in the house besides my work computer, but I couldn't use that. So I like literally couldn't find it. And I knew I had taken it to Buffalo. It was a whole thing. I'm looking frantically all over the house. It's fucking in the middle of a pile of hoodies. And I was like, you know what? I have a feeling it's this pile of hoodies.
And you were right.
I was 100% right. It was in that fucking pile of hoodies.
It was just the spidey senses. Just like, I remember.
This pile of hoodies is looking a little suspicious, a little dense.
Okay, really, I should put this at the end. So annoying. But like, do you sometimes have something where somebody's like, where's this? And like Brian will be like, where's the space heater? And I think it's in the cupboard in our old apartment. And like, no, it isn't. But that was the last time I knew where it was.
Yep.
So in my head,
that's where
it
is.
Yeah.
And that's like, the last place I'm going to be able to communicate where it is because... After that, I couldn't tell you.
I'd like to think I'd put it somewhere similar.
Right,
What cupboard feels similar, but like, it's fine. So I'm really excited about this story. So we're going to start in the summer of 1962, which is, I mean,
just
it's great.
Casey
right?
time.
Some my time. When I was a 13-year-old girl in my previous life or whatever. Okay. And so we're in California.
Wow.
Summer, 62. We're with a 13-year-old boy named Larry. Like, this is just pristine, beautiful, perfect. Like, smoking cigarettes at the cash register, whatever.
Beautiful.
Like, it's just everything we've ever wanted.
Yeah,
okay. Register. And it gets... even better, because Larry, as a 13-year-old boy in 1962 in California, lives close to an Army-Navy surplus store.
Oh,
and have you been in one of those before?
One time. A very,
one time,
very
yeah.
long time ago.
Right.
And remember
like that,
being just overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Very,
it's just,
very overwhelmed and stressed.
The one that we went to was Canadian, which I feel like that doesn't... Do you also have... You must have them in Canada? I don't know. It was the one in Kingston that we would go to. And it was just like, oh my gosh, they have everything. They have like everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Clothes. Like bayonets. Like just...
Like whatever you
everything.
Need, they have it.
Like an Army-Navy surplus store or whatever they're called in Canada. Who knows? But like they're... I don't know if this is just a North American thing. It's just where they sell the extras. Yeah. Like, it's the surplus of the military. Yeah. Kinda?
Yeah.
You can buy MREs. Oh my gosh. Just so
it's
cool.
It's like the revolutionary Walmart.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is the revolutionary Walmart. Yes, that's perfect. That's where we should have our meetings. Anyway, like yeah. So Lair Bear is 13 and he's going to the Army Navy surplus store and he's just like, just having all like just the way your brain explodes when you're like a kid and it's summer and you're in this like cool store with all this stuff and it's 1962. So you're just like, feral, like out in the wilds of the world, like your parents don't know where you are, you could be anywhere. Yeah, like you're right. And he's just going through and like looking at all this stuff and like Vietnam is going on, so I also feel like it's kind of maybe a little loaded, I don't know. But he goes and he sees that like amongst all of the things that they sell, like the thing that his baby brain just like locks onto is that they sell weather balloons. Weather balloons. And he's like, oh my gosh, a weather balloon. A weather balloon is just a giant balloon.
Yeah.
But not like a giant balloon that you would go like ballooning in. Not like one big balloon, but it is a big balloon. They're like 8 feet across. They're huge. Okay. So 8 feet, like over 2 meters or whatever.
Yeah.
For Europeans, etc. Okay. Like it's a big balloon. Meant to go high.
Yeah.
I could go high in with balloon. I can get many balloons go high by me, I myself, right? Like Larry's just like, oh my gosh, like I can just buy this. I can just purchase weather balloons. They go up into the sky. They go up so high. That could be me. I can buy these. That,
Larry.
Lair Bear. Oh, he knows. He knows what he's got to do. He knows what he wants because Larry wants to fly. Larry's got like a flair for adventure. Larry, oh, this is the most exciting thing ever because he, no permission. He doesn't have to ask anybody. He can just show up, buy weather balloons that go up high. Buy enough of them, he can go up high with the balloons. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. So very exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting. But also, it's not the 1800s. We have other ways of flying. So Larry's like, oh, also I can become a pilot. And unfortunately, Vietnam's going on when he's 13 years old in 1962. Vietnam's still going on in 1967 when he's old enough to join the military. So he's like, okay, I'm going to join the Air Force. And he tries to like join up and as like a fighter pilot, that's what he wants because he wants to fly. He's got bad eyes. He can't. His eyesight isn't good enough.
Yeah.
So they don't let him. But Lair Bear still wants adventure. He still wants. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll leave it alone. But like Larry just wants to see new things. And so he becomes a army cook in Vietnam. Like he goes to Vietnam and works in Vietnam as like an army cook.
Beautiful.
And like. I mean,
what I mean,
new experiences,
right? Just
like
Larry's living his life.
Listen, if one thing doesn't work out, he just adjusts, fine. Moves on. Next thing. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah. He wants to fly. They're not going to let him fly because his eyesight isn't good enough. Fucking fine. Then you fly me there and I'll cook for people. Like, okay. So Larry is in the military, has that whole experience, whatever. I found very little about it in general. Just like he was an army chef in Vietnam. And it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't know, whatever. A lot of people were army cooks in like South Carolina during Vietnam. I don't know, whatever. Right. He goes over. So whatever.
I mean, then he comes back. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like part of it.
He comes back. Not a pilot, which is what he hoped he would be when he signed up in the first place, but comes back not a pilot. And so how do you like have maybe a similar adventure and like make money? He becomes like a long haul trucker.
Huh?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some money.
Make some money, get to like drive all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
See new things, new experiences, go to new places.
Help the supply chain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, very, it's, yeah. So he starts doing that. But like, but he knows that he can just walk into a store and they'll just sell him weather balloons. Oh, he knows that there are stores right now that he can walk into and they will sell him weather balloons. No questions asked. And he can fill them with helium and he can be up high. He can fly. Nobody, no pilot's license, no nothing. Just he can do it. And that, like, I don't know if maybe this is like why this story like gets into my head so much, because for me, like, I feel the like overwhelming appeal of the thing that you can do that you don't have to ask any permission for.
Yeah.
Like, if I can do a job like where I don't have to like get hired by anybody, I don't have to interview, I don't have to pass a test, I don't have to like, I don't have to get permission in some way.
Yeah.
Very appealing. Like, if I can figure out a way to do a version of a thing without needing permission, like, that is almost always the way I'm going to want to do it.
Which, yeah.
This is not a good impulse always. But,
right.
Like.
But I get it. It's like, I could just, yeah. I just, it's, yeah. No, I get it.
Right. Like, like the fewest,
it's that
like the
feeling,
least red
right?
tape, like, just minimal red tape. Just, yeah. I can just do it. Yeah. So, okay. So Larry is like long haul trucking and like thinking about the fact that they sell weather balloons and he knows they sell them. Like, the secret's out. He can do it. And so he's like thinking about it and he starts dating this woman named Carol. And we love Carol. I'm going to tell you right now, Carol is priceless. So precious. Aww. We love Carol. He starts dating Carol. And Carol, he's like, Carol, love, like, did you know that you could just buy weather balloons? And she's like, oh, like, that's kind of cool. Like, she's, I don't know how into the idea she is, but she's into, like, his passion. Because, like, again, people, we've talked about it. Like, oh my gosh, hobbies?
Yeah.
Interests? Passions? Like, these are some of the most wonderful qualities a person can have.
Yeah.
It's so infectious. Like, oh, like, true. You have this, like, weather balloon thing? Like, that's cool. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Like, and so Larry
and
is like...
love, honestly. We love love.
Oh, we love love. Right. Just supportive partners who are just like, you're into weather balloons? Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's go get some
how high do you want to go? Yeah.
Let's go crazy. Let's get some helium. Like,
yeah, helium. You can just buy this stuff at the store. No questions asked. Perfect. So I don't know. I wasn't alive. I can't comment on it. But I've heard my own dad talks about it a lot. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I don't know what happened at the end of the 70s, very early 80s. But it seemed like there was some ennui like going. Like they're just some... some kind of some disappointment in the air. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gas was expensive. I don't know. People didn't like it. It seemed like kind of a rough or like a slog maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it was like the best year of some people's lives. Right. But by the time 1982 rolls around, like Carol and Larry are locked in. They're like a couple. They're not living together. They're not married, but like they're a serious couple. They're supporting each other's dreams. Specifically, Carol is really supporting Larry's dream, at least in theory, but also with money because they start to like buy helium. Like they start to buy helium and like they buy CB radios, like like walkie talkies.
Yeah.
So they can like theoretically communicate over long distances. And then they start to try to like crunch the numbers or like do the math at a time where like you can't Google like how
right.
how much helium do you need to like carry me, you know? But so they start to like try to do the math. And this is not clear to me whether they actually had to do this or if they just felt better doing it this way, but they posed as like an advertising company to buy the helium, like the weather balloons. They were like, oh, we have like an advertising campaign and we need like 40, 50 weather balloons. that's the number they came to. Weather balloons, again, all of them are 8 feet across, like 8 feet in diameter.
Huge balloon.
Huge balloons.
I don't think I've ever like seen one in person.
They're, I don't think I have either.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Like they're, but 8 feet across.
I mean, that's a room. Like that's huge.
It's a room. It's as big. That's like as big as a computer from 1956. Yes. Like, okay.
But said every middle school.
It is.
School
it is like the size of a room.
Computer.
Like, yeah. But the, I don't know. They get somewhere between 40 and 50. Reports vary.
Yeah.
42, 45, 47. Somewhere in there. Okay. They, again, maybe there's some impulsivity at play here, right? Like they're not,
for sure.
They're just, yeah. They are like, sounds okay, like how enough. Do we do this? Okay. It sounds like enough. Sure. Seems good. Seems like a lot. Seems like plenty. So, they buy a lawn chair. Like really nice lawn chair, like a luxe, like primo lawn chair.
Okay,
because this is an event.
Lawn chair in 1960 is still, or what? No, what year is it? 19?
Yeah, we're in 1982 now.
82,
there
okay,
is 33.
Still.
That's the other thing. That's another thing. Just to like enjoy this fact. Like Larry's not a teenager. Larry's 33, and like that. Like from my bone marrow, I love Larry because like, hell yeah, Larry, like you're 33. Do it.
Do it.
It's your lifelong dream. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like life doesn't end at 30.
Right. Amen.
Kids, like you're fine. Just be yourself. So, okay. So they buy, the lawn chair, primo lawn chair. If anybody watches, John Boyce's video about this, he goes into more detail about the lawn chair, but all I'll say is that the lawn chair is reported to cost $110 in 1982 money. And
that's
what?
That's a very expensive like, lawn chair.
It's a very expensive lawn chair. It's just one. Just one, not a set. So
I
don't know.
They spared no expense.
They spared no expense. They get the lawn chair. They get all of these balloons and they're like, okay, like what we'll do is we'll like fly from LA where we live to the Mojave Desert, right? That makes sense. Mojave Desert, nice and open, nice and flat, no nothing to yeah. like knock into or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He's thinking like, okay, I'll try to like stay at like 7,000 feet. Oh, how am I going to know my altitude? So they buy an altimeter so that he can measure his altitude, which is smart. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So their plan is to go to the Mojave Desert to go like inland, but it is like we're planning to tie like 50 weather balloons to a lawn chair, so like steering isn't necessarily available, right? So they okay, so they could go the other way and go out to sea. So Larry gets a life jacket. Smart. Good job, Larry. Okay. And as long as we're at the Army Navy surplus store, like while we're here, we can get a parachute, right? Like this is a parachute. Yeah. Okay. So
good
Larry's
idea.
Got the parachute. Yeah. So really good idea. And they want it to like be balanced. So And like Larry like reads books on like ballooning, like people who go like hot air ballooning,
uh-huh.
like that. And like, what do they like? How do you do it, basically? Yes. And so like ballast, they have like the sandbags that are on like a hot air balloon where it gives you some like steadiness. So they it gives you steadiness, but it also like helps you slow down as you're coming down. So like while you're landing, you're gonna be coming down at like whatever speed you're descending at, and if you can lighten your load right before you land, you can slow your descent and not like crash into the ground, right?
Yeah.
So smart. So what do they get this is the number. I don't know if, how. I don't understand. But somehow 55 gallons of water, like gallon jugs of water. Yeah. And they like hook them on to the Primo lawn chair somehow, which like it's just a lawn chair. Like, how is there enough room to like put all these things on? But
55 gallons, like gallon jugs.
Gallon jugs, 55 gallon jugs of water. Like, so it took time. That took time because like.
How did they tie it all together?
Yeah. Like they, okay, but like how is he going to get down, right? If it's enough, if the number of balloons that they have is enough to make him go up, how go down? So I know, I'll bring a BB gun and I'll just shoot a couple of the balloons.
No problem.
No problem. No problem. And they need to bring some snacks, so pack some peanut butter and jelly and a 2 liter of Coke, and gonna bring a camera. Bring the 2 liter of Coke. Precious, there's so much on your lap, Larry. It's a chair. It's a regular ass chair.
Like, have 16 or 24 ounces, whatever the hell it is now.
It's no, it's a regular. It is just a regular chair. It's just a regular chair. There's so much stuff on his lap. Okay.
Like an
and
L.
he's got the parachute.
Chair.
Yes. And he's got the life jacket, parachute, glasses on his face, thinking ahead, right? Because again, what kept him out of the sky in the first place? Glasses. So what's he going to do? He's going to bring a second pair of glasses. So he's got a second pair of glasses tucked into his shirt. He's got the BB gun. He's got the altimeter. He's got camera, he's got the 2 liter of pop, he's got the peanut butter and jelly sammies, he's got the, where's my list, I'm going, I should be looking, but radios, BB, 55 gallons, life jacket, parachute. I think that's it. Oh, they got everything. They've purchased everything. In 1982, everything is bought. They possess everything they need, okay? Beautiful. And the idea is, like, where are we going to, like, actually do this, right? Well, Carol lives with her mom. And Carol's not, just to be clear, she's not, like, a high schooler. Like, she's, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about Larry.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
She just, life's expensive. She lives with her mom. It's fine.
Yeah.
So they have a, by all accounts, tiny backyard. Like tiny. I don't know how big. I don't have measurements, but in like multiple sources, multiple articles, they're like, I didn't think the backyard would be so small. So they are planning all of this, buying all of this stuff. And Carol spends like $3,000 on equipment for this.
Wow.
Carol, our girl Carol, spends like $3,000 on like making the man she loves dreams come true.
Beautiful.
Like, what a woman. We love her. Okay, so they have like another friend, Ron's in on it too. Like, they're planning all this, and so they're like, okay, like, we got all the things, we got all the parts, should we like go like from your backyard, from Carol's backyard? And Carol's mom is like, no. No, it's definitely illegal. For sure, illegal. There's just no way that's not illegal, and I'm going to get hit with a fine. Yeah. Like, no. And Larry goes like, okay, no problem. We'll find another place to like lift off from. And then on July 2nd of 1982, just kind of shows up and is like, hey, Ma, like, we're doing it from here.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know the details on that, but c'est la vie. So they're out in the backyard and Larry's got his life jacket on, parachute of the life jacket, glasses tucked into his shirt. He's got his other pair of glasses, main glasses on his face, got the 2 liter of pop tucked in, little Sammy's tucked in. He's got all the water bustling around him. He's got the camera, the BB gun, the altimeter in his lap. He's got like all of this. I think he's got like the little wristlets thing for the camera. Like, the BB gun
safety,
doesn't have a little,
yep,
wrist. Yeah, safety. Safety.
Can't drop the camera.
So they've strapped down the chair while they're inflating dozens of weather balloons, and they have the weather balloons like tiered to try to give him like more stability, right? So there's like, say there's like 8 at the top, and then there's like 16 in the next tier, and then there's like 32 in the next tier. It's something like that. So that not, that doesn't come out to the right number, but in, you know what I mean? Yeah, something yeah, like that. So they're like getting ready. Larry's suited up. Larry is like on fire. Like, this is very exciting to him. He's really, really psyched. It's a beautiful, clear day. NASA is doing something in the Mojave Desert on the same day. So like, maybe he'll get to like see that from like a cool vantage point. He thinks that he probably is going to get in trouble, but better to say sorry than ask permission. Hey, like, so yeah, he's right. But like, Ron and Carol are there, and Ron and Carol are going like the other way. They're kind of like, wait, like, what the fuck, Larry? What are you doing? And like, Carol's in deep. Carol's in 3 grand, and she's still like, but wait, baby, like, oh, darling, God, like, wait, wait, wait. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And Larry's like, it's gonna be great. Like, pew pew, let's go. And he's like, sits in the seat, like straps himself in, like with whatever strap they like made. Like, lawn chairs don't come with straps, so like a rope or whatever they like made to like tuck him in or whatever. And they like, Ron and Carol are like, okay, but like, okay, but let's slow down here. Like, let's think about this. Like, and they, like, Larry can, from his seat in the chair, he can, like, unhook one of the ropes. And he unhooks one of the ropes. And so now it's just the other rope holding him down, and they would have to, like, release that one. And they're like, Larry, dude, like, wait. Like, let's just talk about this. Like, you actually could die. You could die. Like, 3 grand, it doesn't matter. Your life is worth more than that. It's fine. You proved you could do it. Isn't this? The rope snaps. And Larry rockets. Oh. Rockets up into the sky with so much force that his glasses pop right off his face. Foop, oh my God. Onto the earth. Okay? And he rockets up. So, just ascending, 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 and poor Carol and Ron are down there, and they are watching him go up, 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 up. And like, again, whatever you're picturing, whatever they imagined, whatever Larry imagined, like, whatever anyone was picturing in their head is just nothing like what it's actually like, because Larry rockets up. He was aiming for somewhere. He thought he'd like ascend, like, kind of slowly, like a hot air balloon, right? But he's not, it's not hot air. It's not warming air that's lifting him. It's helium. And so he just goes up. He wanted to, like, taper off around, like, 7,000 feet. It's a nice breathable altitude. Yeah. He can see everything. Larry goes up and up and up and up and goes through the clouds and up and up and up and up. 16,000 feet.
Oh my God. Can he breathe?
16,000 feet.
Oh,
not really.
God.
Not really. Okay.
Larry.
So can he breathe? He remains conscious. Is he a little, is he in totally
loopy?
Is he a little loopy? Yeah, a little loopy. Okay.
Basically,
so he 16,000 feet above the earth. 16,000 feet. And he's just in a lawn chair. In a lawn chair.
In a lawn chair.
Just out in the elements.
Are you kidding me?
Like, 16,000 feet. Like, birds don't fly that high. Nothing, right? Like, when you're, and they're like in LA. So there's like a lot of airports around.
Oh,
so Larry is like, oh no. Like, his brain's not working 100% normally, and he's probably also in like a heightened state because,
right,
like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But he's also like, wow, I did it. Like, he has like some of that.
Yeah.
Like, some of that is like present. Like,
yeah,
hell yeah. Like, I've been planning this for 2 decades and I did it.
And I even got higher than I wanted.
even higher than I wanted to. I can't even imagine the feeling of looking though at the altimeter and seeing like 16,000 feet. Like
I can't. And then realizing it
makes me so nauseous. Oh, do you like heights? How do you feel about heights yourself?
Like I would
like exposed heights. Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that for a second.
But it's like a ladder. I can do it, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. So like the amount of
it's not so much the height that scares me. It's the like being in a lawn chair. Like
being in a lawn chair. Yeah, Lair Bear is in a lawn chair with his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and his pop and his BB gun. And he is just so thankfully they got those CB radios. And poor Carol screams into the radio like, Larry, Larry. Like she just wants to hear his voice. She wants to hear if he's conscious. She wants to like, she wants him to come down. Like she's like screaming into it. And he's like, I'm all right. Somewhere in this communication, he asks her like, do you see my glasses, by the way? And she's just like, Larry, like, get down. If you can't see, you have to come down. And he's like, no, I brought the other glasses. And so like, okay, she's just like, but like, you have to come down. And he's like, you have to call the FAA because I am too high. And she does, she or Ron does or whatever. Like she's terrified, like on a human level. Yeah. She's genuinely terrified. This is going kind of exactly according to plan, but she was rethinking the plan before we got here.
Right.
So like she is talking to him on the radio. Ron's calling the FAA. Like they are just trying to figure out like, is he going to slow down? Is he just going to keep going up into space? Like what's going to happen? And traffic, like aircraft traffic around LAX, can see something's weird happening. Like they can see it on their radar, like the planes, and like a Delta plane sees something weird. And he like calls air traffic control and he's like, hey, what's that? And air traffic control is like, don't know. I have no idea. We don't have any reports of anything. And like a TWA pilot is also in the area and he sees it, and the TWA pilot's like calls air traffic control and is like, is it maybe somebody skydiving? And the air traffic controller's like, no one told us anything.
Yeah.
Like nobody let us know. And there's back to guys, hobbies, anybody like chase your hobbies because oh my gosh, it adds so many good things to the world. You don't even know what goodness you'll add to the world. There's this like radio like hobbyist group REACT, like it's like a acronym REACT, and they are like a radio buddies, radio friends, and they like listen to like the wavelengths or whatever, and they hear Carol, they can hear Carol and Larry like talking to each other on the radio with Carol begging him to come down and him saying it's not safe, like I can't, like I'm still over houses, I'm supposed to come down over the Mojave Desert, but like there's houses, there's power lines, I can't just come down. And they can hear the air traffic controller talking to these planes being like, I don't know what that thing is.
Yeah.
And they hit record and they record like 20 minutes of Carol and Larry calling out to one another through the radio.
Ron, this inspiration, you read me over.
Ron, no, I can hear you.
Okay, evidently I lost my glasses.
Ron, cut him down. You gotta come down if you can't see. Cut him down.
I've got my other glasses. I can see perfectly. Don't worry.
You can hear Carol's sweet voice and Larry's sweet voice and just them. I'll add it to this episode.
Oh,
but
beautiful.
So Larry is not super oriented, definitely feeling scared, getting sunburned into oblivion.
Oh, shit.
Like,
right?
There's nothing protecting him. He's not wearing sunscreen. He's just getting melted by like the sun. He's the wind, just like the blowing. He's just in a chair. It's just a regular chair. 16,000 feet off the ground. Okay. And Carol is just trying to like figure out like what to do, how to help him. And she's like, what do you see? Like, what direction are you going in? And he says that he can see SeaWorld. And she's like, well, SeaWorld's the wrong fucking way. SeaWorld's towards the ocean. You're like going to go out to sea. Right. Like, you have to come down. You can't just like drift off over the ocean and like end up in Japan. Like, you can't do it. Like, this, you got to come down. And the FAA is like, and like the police and like the fire department are just trying to figure out like, what do we do? How do we do this? They start to ground flights. Larry takes his BB gun and he's like, I got to come down. Yeah. And just like, oh my gosh, this part. So he knew before he got into this chair, he knew that this system worked great in theory. But he also knew that there was a lot of opportunity for him to get thrown, well, literally thrown, right? Thrown off balance in a way that would like cast him out of the chair, right? Or create additional problems. So he wants to like shoot them out carefully so that like it doesn't throw off the balance too much. And so he like lifts up his BB gun and like pew, 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 like shoots a couple of them. And or like several, like, again, God bless him, his brain, not enough oxygen. He shoots some of them. And then he's like, okay, like he wants to like get his bearings in like the new balance. And so he like shimmies in his seat a little bit and like boop, BB gun falls out of his lap. Oh. And just falls to earth.
Oh.
And he did have the extra glasses, but he did not bring a backup BB gun. Still has the Coke.
Thank God we have the
sandwiches. Has the 2-liter. Does not have the BB gun anymore. And like, have you ever, like, over the summer, I have a ring that was a gift from Brian's mom, and I would actually wear it like instead of my wedding ring because I'm afraid of losing my wedding ring.
Yeah.
And I was at the family reunion, and like the water is cold. I was swimming in like this lake, and I felt it like slip off my hand. Like, I felt it slip off my finger. Yeah. And like, there's no way to get it back. It's all like seaweed and fish at the bottom, right? Yeah. And that felt bad. Like, this is like that. Like, there's no getting it back. It's gone. It's like gone. You watch it slip away and it's just gone.
Yeah.
So
16,000 feet. Just gone. No, nothing to help.
Nothing. Nothing. So Larry just like, okay, like, kind of sits back. He's having quite the experience.
Right.
And down below, they can, like, he's very much stayed over the city. He's, like, nowhere near the desert. He's not going that way at all. But turns out, however many balloons he popped was enough.
Oh, my gosh.
And he, like, slowly drifts down, slowly coming down. And as he gets closer, they turn off the power grid.
Beautiful.
Because he was so, right, he was so afraid that he would die on a power line, right? Like, he was very, very afraid of that. And nobody wants that. And also nobody wants, like, frankly, if he hits a power line, it's going to go down anyway. So, like, let's turn it off.
Right.
Everyone gets to stay alive. And so he like floats down into a neighborhood in Long Beach, and he does hit a power line, and like the balloons get like caught in the power line, but he like can like unstrap himself, and like the firefighters or whoever like help him get down.
Oh my
and
God.
He gets down just at a 10 out of 10, at like a feeling like, oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Just on fire. Just totally, like, his energy must have been the most expansive force in the universe for that moment. And he takes the 2 liter of pop, keeps that, takes the chair, hands it to a neighborhood kid, walks away.
Beautiful. What an 80s moment.
What an 80s moment. Just an icon. An icon of 1982. God. So,
Larry.
Everybody lived.
Carol.
Carol and Larry were reunited. The FAA was very upset, yeah. But also said, like, we are trying to figure out what to charge him with because this is not acceptable. Like, you can't don't do this, yeah. Please. Like, are you kidding? But like, what exactly is the crime? Like, that they had to like figure it out. And for what it's worth, they ultimately charged him with like an unauthorized flight in an aircraft.
Yeah.
Which like the airworthiness has not been demonstrated. So basically, like, you did not put this through the right testing, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Years
and they charged him, right? They charged him $4,000, like a $4,000 fine. And our boy appealed it. And the judge was like, yeah, you're right. And dropped it to $1,500.
Beautiful.
Which, like, just. Like, the patron saint of 1982. I've never loved anyone more, right? Like, just God. Exquisite.
Larry.
And he, like, went on talk shows. Like, obviously, it was like, you know, he got to, I don't know, he got to be famous for this. They called him Lawn Chair Larry. And it's like, yeah, Lawn Chair Larry is exactly the right name.
Yeah.
Exactly the right name.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, oh. And I'll leave it alone there. But like, so.
He did that fucking thing, though.
He did it. He did it.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine watching him shoot into the sky.
No.
Mid-sentence.
And.
Like.
And he brought that camera. This is like relatable. He brought that camera. Didn't take a single picture.
Take
a single picture. And he said that it was just like. He said it was just. He's very in the moment and also hypoxic for sure.
Yeah.
But like, he just was able to, I don't know. Pictures couldn't capture it.
No.
That's the thing, right? If he took, he could have used the whole roll of film and like taken like all the pictures and gotten them all developed and they would be cool. But like, they nothing like Larry objectively saw like the earth in a way that like nobody else ever has or will probably
like it's just I mean,
like, just out in the wind
at 60,000 feet in a lawn chair. Larry has
no
with a fucking coke.
Larry's
doing it.
Larry is like partially the inspiration for Up, you know, for the movie Up, which, oh man, Up is
oof.
Too sad.
Way
How
too
old
sad.
Should kids be before they watch Up? That's a whole other question.
Oh my God.
Like,
50.
What is 50? That Up is, I think I've told you this a million times probably, but like Brian and I watched Up in like whatever 2008 or 9 when it came out.
Yeah.
We like, we're like, let's watch this fun movie. And like, the first 8 minutes of it or whatever, we paused it, we're just crying so hard.
Yes.
It is terrible. It's terrible
and it's a terrible movie.
It's a children's movie, but also like Lion King has Simba like trying to wake up his dad. Like, what, how you 40 minimum,
yeah.
You should know about things like
no,
that. It's horrible.
It's too soon.
Oh,
I remember running away when I knew that part was coming. I was like, I'm not watching this. I knew from young age. Like, no. Every time it came
out.
Nope. I'm going to leave the room.
No. Yeah. My mom. I remember my mom like my my dear sweet mom in like, what year did Lion King come out? 96, maybe?
Yeah, 94, 95.
94. Whatever, yeah, whatever year it came out, my mom is just like on one hand, just, I love my mom so, so much. And I know she might be listening to this. And I know people who know my mom listen to this, and like my mom's siblings listen to this. So nothing, none of this is meant in any negative way. I mean this like from my heart,
yeah.
Like just a wonderful woman caught between like, I think that I'm supposed to be boycotting Disney right now.
Yeah.
And I think that Rafiki is a witch doctor.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Yep.
But also the soundtrack to this movie is so good.
So good.
And so she bought the tape of it, like not the cassette. She bought the like the VHS yeah. tape. And but we weren't allowed to watch it. But she watched it. And then yeah. when we finally watched it, as like maybe after we owned it for like 2 years, she wanted to like talk about it. Like my dear, sweet, wonderful mom, she was like, I can't, his own brother killed him. It's so horrible. Like she had to like process it.
Yes.
My beautiful, sweet mom.
Yes.
And she, right, like she was grown, but it still affected her because it's a really dark movie in some places.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh. I shouldn't have taken a bite of something. I'm going off the rails. But sorry, guys. I'm having a snack. But yeah.
Harry, what an icon. Carol.
An icon.
Amazing.
Oh, and I realize that this is like very tangentially aviation related, but maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean,
Delta
every time
made
I ask,
Delta
everyone's
made an
like,
appearance.
We don't care.
I feel like that's
right.
TWA. That's
the FAA.
Yeah.
They were involved. Yeah.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah. I think. I mean, we're doing it. It's done. We have made the episode, so we're in too deep. But but I love Larry.
Can't wait till
there's a drunk
recording.
Yes.
Well,
there's
I've heard probably by now.
So two things. Like there's a drunk history about this.
Oh, beautiful.
That's, you know, drunk history is the way that it is, yeah. But it's great. And then John Boyce, secret base, sports, football. I love John Boyce, J-O-N-B-O-I-S, John Boyce. He's who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah.
Like if I could, like, I wish that this show was more like the stuff that he makes, but he did like a YouTube video about this, like, you know, whatever, 8 years ago. And it's really good. And his storytelling style is just very appealing to me. So yeah, it's great. Oh, football. That's something we're going to have to do a chit chat, but it's going to be all about football and I think you're all going to hate it. Wait, fact.
Okay, so I'm not going to go too much into this. Maybe we'll go into it a little bit more when I've had a little bit more time to research it, but
ooh,
I was scrolling on Twitter I don't know if we should leave this in, but the Podcrashed has a Twitter now.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Just cut it out. Don't
cut it out.
Unless you want to follow the Podcrashed. Okay, wait. What is the Podcrashed
Twitter?
Twitter.
The Podcrashed Twitter is following like 10 aviation related things. And then.
Oh.
That's it. No posting. No.
Oh, but I thought it was your Twitter. I thought you were
well,
using
it
as your Twitter.
Because, I mean, it's both.
Both?
Yeah, because Elon Musk kicked me off of Twitter for literally no reason. I mean, quite
but
literally
like,
no
actually,
reason.
Like, it was like a mistake or whatever.
Yeah,
because
like it was
nobody
yeah.
works there anymore.
Yeah, so I had to create an account, but I literally could not create an account with
it's bizarre
like a personal account or whatever, and like we don't have like we don't pay for it or anything like that, but
yeah.
So just to see, you know, trending topics every now and yeah. then, like football and basketball, I like to see what people are saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I follow, like the stuff that I actually do follow is plain stuff on there. Just in case. Just in case we decide one day that this should be the format.
You can follow like Josh on there and stuff though. Follow
yeah, I got
poor
it. I
sweet
got
Zach Wilson. Poor sweet baby Zach. Follow him.
Okay.
And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Follow Stefan and his brother because they yeah. always you have to follow Stefan Diggs' brother. Because his brother has
spicy tweets.
A lot to say.
Yeah.
Spicy. Extra spicy.
Because he's injured, spicy. So he's just
he's
spicy.
Tweeting.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, scrolling on Twitter, as one does, and came across a BBC article where they had talked about the first transatlantic flight by a large passenger plane powered only by alternative fuels. And it was operated by Virgin Atlantic, and it flew from Heathrow to JFK. And basically the article is saying that it's not a like fix all type situation, but that it's a good step in the right direction. And okay, so it uses sustainable aviation fuels, SAF, S-A-F. And they can be made up from a variety of sources, including crops, household waste, and cooking oils. So it was a Boeing 787.
A big plane.
Big boy, yeah. Filled with 50 tons of SAF. 80% were derived from waste fats, and the rest were wastes of corn production.
Yeah.
So... we'll see.
Okay.
And our favorite engine maker, Rolls-Royce, is involved. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we got some things moving.
Okay.
We'll see. Success.
Yeah.
It landed. Flew it.
Yeah.
Did it.
Yeah. That, like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, the emissions created by the by aviation are pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And yeah, getting a big old plane across the ocean.
Beautiful.
With
it's also Stefan Diggs' birthday, so I feel like that counts for something.
Today is Stefan's birthday?
Yeah.
Wish him a happy birthday from the podcast
on Twitter.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. I mean, he flies a lot.
He does.
He'd be interested.
Yeah, maybe he'll come on the pod.
Oh my gosh. But remember two things. One, I got into my head that Stefan Diggs was 5'8", was the same height as me.
Yeah.
Or like 5'9". And he's not. He's like above, he's like 6'3" or something.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that. I still think he's my height with all my might. So
he's so much shorter than everybody else.
He's much shorter than everyone else. Why do we think that? It's not true.
It's not true.
Why does it seem that way?
Like, how tall is Josh?
I don't
Six, seven,
eight
probably.
Feet tall, I guess, because if Stefan is, I don't know. Like, I don't know why. I don't know how tall anyone is, clearly. But happy birthday, Stefan.
Yeah.
Buffalo actually loves you. Like, everybody, all of this, like, bullshit, garbage, trash, stupid stuff in the news or whatever. Like, no, everyone in Buffalo actually loves you. Like, the Vikings' mistake is our gain. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope that Buffalo doesn't, like, lose him just for underappreciating him.
Right. Right.
But, yeah.
Josh Allen's 6'5".
Okay. And, but Stefan is, like, how tall is Stefan?
6 feet.
Okay. So that's...
yeah.
So, I don't understand. But... I love football, and I want to talk about football all the time. But it's very important to me that you never tweet at Joe Burrow, because I do not want to be perceived by Joe Burrow. No. I don't want him to ever know I exist, ever.
I don't ever want him looking my way.
And he's got time to be online now, because
yeah.
Our poor lad.
Oh, God.
This is unlistenable. This is not quality content for people, except for like the 8 people who like football as much as we do. Like,
yeah.
But... oh, it's fine. It's fine. We told you this one was going to be off the rails. Yep. Here it is, fully off the rails. Awesome. But, oh, I love you with all my heart, Mariah.
So much.
I'm so grateful that you did this.
Oh, I'm so
Thank
glad.
You.
We can sit down and do this. Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
We got to do this more.
We love each and every one of you. We love you all so, so much. And we're still here.
Yeah.
We're making episodes.
We are.
Nothing's going to keep us down.
No.
Get that 1982 spirit of Larry just rising up.
Amen.
Yeah, we love it. Oh, I love you.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, my name is Mark Berry. It is my pleasure to bring you this audio file about a very controversial story concerning Larry Walters, also known as the Lawn Chair Man. The events that took place in 1982 over the LA skies were recorded by REAC. What you are about to hear, the actual conversations that took place between Larry Walters, his ground crew, and the local and federal authorities.
Do you read me, anyone? Ron, the inspiration, you read me over.
Ron, no, I can hear you!
Okay, evidently I lost my glasses. I've got my other glasses. I can see perfectly. Don't worry.
Is everything okay?
Everything's A-OK. Notify all the proper authorities, etc. You copy, over.
I copy. Are you sure you're okay? There's planes up there. We can hear them. Are you okay?
I'm A-OK. I'm going through a thin fog layer. Over.
Oh, guys, keep talking, Larry. Since everybody can't see you, we hear airplanes.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm rising. My altitude's 1,500 feet.
No, you're heading for the ocean. You do not want to go over the ocean, so you have to come down soon.
Listen to me. I'm coming over the fog. Over.
Good, I want you to get over the fog, and if you're heading toward the ocean, are you going to go or are you going to land?
I'll land. Don't worry.
You're going to land. Let us know where you're, so we can come pick you up. Where are you? Exactly where you are.
Will do. Over.
Mary, keep talking.
Yeah, I'm okay. Everything's fine.
Can you see yet? Are you in clear skies?
I'm in clear blue skies.
So you can see perfectly. Everything's clear. Okay.
Everything's clear. Over.
Are you heading towards the ocean still, or have you got a better way?
I'm headed towards, I can see Marineland right now.
So you can see Marineland, so you're heading toward, oh my God, you're going towards the ocean already. Okay, here, if you get towards the ocean, land over by Marineland.
Wait, I'm stuck.
Are you okay?
I'm making a turn, I'm going inland. Notify LAX, over.
Altitude, right now, what's your altitude?
2,300 feet.
2,300?
2,300.
We can see your thrusters. We can't see you, but we see your thrusters. Oh.
Okay. Notify, is someone notified LAX?
They're notifying LAX. Larry, talk again.
Elevation 2,500. Everything's A-OK.
Hey, everybody down here says to cut it and get down now. Cut your drones and come down now. Everyone wants you down now. Can you please?
It would be unsafe. There's houses. It's unsafe. If I get to a safe terrain, yes.
He said if he gets to a safe terrain, he will, but now he'd come down and pop the houses. He needs a flat land. Okay, if there's any flat land, please tell us where you are and come down immediately. Please, can you hear me?
Yes, I can read you, over.
you have to keep talking. I mean, just constantly talk when we stop.
Larry, what's under you right now? Okay, I'm moving away from marine land, from Palos Verdes or whatever. I'm moving away from the tower, and what's directly under me is fog, and I can see the ocean, but I am moving slightly away from it. So I'm picking up an easterly wind current, over.
Okay, as soon as you get over some level terrain, come on and start descending.
Directions are you headed right now? We're on the airport right now.
I am headed north, slightly east.
We can see your balloons, but not you. You're like north of our house right now. Can you try to find some kind of, do you see anything below you or is it all fog?
Negative. I'm over residential areas. Over.
Okay, you must be over Palos Verdes. What directions are you heading right now?
Let's see, I'm east of Palos Verdes. I'm more or less just kind of, right now I'm just immobile, I'm kind of stabilized right here.
Immobile, you're just in one spot, you're over us, we can see you, so you have to be kind of, north of our house right here. You're over Palos Verdes, north of our house. Can you see anything besides just houses only below?
No, has the airport been notified, over?
Not at all with them, but they need a lot of questions. Okay, just keep telling us your directions when you move, and that's the alternative every time you change.
We'll do, over.
We can see you now. We see you right over north of us. We can see the whole craft. You look like you're moving south towards San Pedro. So,
if I wanted to come down to it, it'd be very hazardous, even if I wanted to. There are old houses, there are open fields, over.
There's no open fields, only houses? Okay, if you keep coming this way, we're heading this way. If you slowly release the balloons, they can track you with the truck, and they can help you, the people down here can help you come down safely in the city. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, I can hear you. Over.
Will you try to come down slowly, and if you start coming down and it's not working, you can always kind of go up a little bit if you get coming too fast down, but they're going to try to track you.
My altitude's 4,750 feet. All systems are normal up here.
You're coming down San Pedro area now, but I can't promise you what they're saying. What? How many balloons are there, Larry? 44?
I believe 44, yes.
32, I think, or 44. Oh, don't matter. What's the difference? Okay, 32. Over. Keep talking.
Altitude 5,000 feet.
Start coming down a little lower, and then see if it can track you. Over.
It'd be very hazardous if I did right now. Over.
We got your glasses, did we? We got your glasses, and they're okay. Nothing's wrong with the glasses down here. Over.
Well, that's good news.
Good news will be when you land. Could you please? Oh, we can see you over here. Coming right over us now. Try to. Can you see? Can you see us down here? Over.
Am I directly over you?
Well, you're coming and you're going to be directly over us in about a minute or two. Could look down and see if you can see us. Over.
Okay, I'll be looking for you.
We can only see your balloons, but maybe when you get over, you're going to go into a blue spot. Can you see us down now? Can you see us? Over.
Carol, I'm almost 6,000 feet over. I can't see much of anything except for a lot of houses. Over.
When you look down at houses now, you're going to be looking at our house. You're looking at my house right now. Over. Can you hear me? You're over our house. That's the thing now. Over. Larry, can you hear me? Are
switch to channel 14. Over. I'm ready.
KLW 901602, this is Santiago Ria, KBW 8882, unit 66. Sir, have you identified your location at this time?
From my altitude, which is approximately 13,000 feet, I'm over an airport. I think it's Long Beach Airport. Over. They should have me on radar. Over.
Roger. What kind of assistance can I obtain for you, sir? This station is equipped with VHF and also landline radio telephone.
I'm going into a gradual descent, and where I'm going to descend, I don't know. And I can see a field. I believe I see the interchange of the... I can see the port of Los Angeles. I can see a freeway, which is probably a 405, so that would make it to Long Beach Freeway. I mean, Long Beach Airport. Over.
KLW 901602, say again your point of departure.
My point of departure was 1633 West 7th Street, San Pedro.
If you're at 13,000 feet in the air, what airport did you take off from?
This is KLW, 91602. I'm having difficulty in picking up your signal. Over. Could you please repeat?
KLW
91602.
Do you have
5-band capability? I'm talking with a 5-watt portable TV handheld unit.
Over.
Breaking into conversation, this is KRR-91405, ground control of craft of... Am I being copied over?
The closest airport would be... We are determined that Torrance would be the closest. Torrance Airport would be closest from my departure.
Say again the name of the airport?
Torrance Airport.
Roger, that's Torrance. Sir, can you give me the direction of your trip in the wind aloft, or?
KLW 91602. I can make out what appears to be a cluster of maybe about 12, maybe like oil storage tanks. Over.
Roger, sir, and what is the direction of your drift? Northeast, southwest.
Right now I'm going approximately northwest.
Roger, sir, that's northwest.
That's correct, northwest.
I still have your voice contact, sir. Do you have a crew on the ground that is prepared to assist you at this time?
This is the ground crew. Can anybody copy? I am KRR-91405. Over.
Could you please repeat?
This is KRR-91405 on the ground at the launch point. Do you copy? 23844.
Roger, sir. Is that a 213 area code?
Yes, sir.
That telephone number at this time.
Could you please repeat?
What information do you wish me to tell them at this time as to your location and your difficulty?
The difficulty is this was an unauthorized balloon launch, and I know I'm interfering with federal airspace, and I'm sure my ground crew has learned the proper authority, but. Just to call them and tell them that I'm okay.
Roger, that is affirmative. Stand by this frequency.
I'll stay on the frequency, over. This is KRR 91405, ground control of MBFP to KLW 91602. Do you copy this transmission, sir?
What color the balloon is?
The balloons are beige
difference in color. I'm in a bright blue sky. This would be very highly visible. Over.
Color and size.
Size approximately 7 feet in diameter each, and I probably have about 35 left. Over.
You're saying you have a cluster of 35 balloons?
These are 35 weather balloons. Not one single balloon, sir. It is 35 weather balloons.
Roger. Stand by this frequency.
Standing by. I'm at 10,000 feet and slowly descending. In fact, I can see a pilot plane about maybe 3,000 or 4,000 feet below me heading out towards the ocean. Over.
Roger, sir. Stand by this frequency. I'm dialing your landline number at this time.
No, sir. It's never been done before. Roger. It appears I'm right over at Long Beach Airport, and they should definitely be able to see me. Over. I read. Over. Altimeter says 8,750 feet. Like I said, I'm slowly descending, and if I can find a flat place to land, I'll bring the craft down and I'll do whatever is necessary to be done. Over. Complete control. This is LW, and I'm supposed to. Who should I be talking to? Over.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Pod Crashed. We so hope you enjoyed it. If there is anything that you noticed that we got wrong, or if you want to get in touch with us for any reason, you can find us online on Instagram and TikTok, or you can email us at thepodcrashed@gmail.com.
There's like a bunch of stuff when I listen back through this that I missed, a bunch of really cool details and like sweet moments. And I made a decision, I don't know if it was the right one, not to talk about Larry's life after this event. If you want to learn more about that, or if you just want to check out the really cool sources that I used when I was learning about this, you can definitely go to markberry.com. I'm going to link it in the description. Mark Berry did a bunch of really amazing research on this, including finding the chair that Larry just handed off to a kid. His website is where I got the React recording. Check React out too. It's very cool to be a radio hobbyist. Also, I know I mentioned him in the episode, but like, I love John Boyce. I love Secret Base, and always check out his stuff. I'll link that YouTube video in the description too. We love you all so, so much. And we're going to keep making episodes. I know it's slowed down a lot and I'm sorry, but we're not going anywhere. We're just going to keep making these. Hopefully more often, now that some of you know that we bought some land and planted a bunch of like berries, like blueberry bushes and strawberries and vegetables and stuff. And it's been really, really fun, but it's obviously a lot of work. So now it is too cold. And so hopefully we'll be doing this more often. We'll see. See you soon. Thanks for listening.